Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
Now, Orla Hopkins is a former gymnast, a fitness coach and a businesswoman, having founded leisure brand New Dimensions with her brother Jeff. She's on a mission to inspire people to get up and move, and she joins me in studio now. Orla, you're very welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And people might be like, oh no, Claire, you promised that it wasn't all about strict and tough New Year's resolutions and exercise regimes. And we're singing from the same hymn sheet. This
Absolutely.
Is not what this section is going to be about.
No. No, I don't think so. I think a lot of people this year did ditch the whole let's start on the 1st of January. I think, and you know, life is hectic for everybody. And I think trying to, you know, tie yourself into serious resolutions just sets you up for failing. So I think it's find what you love, find what you enjoy, try and get it into your daily routine and, you know, just enjoy. It's not about, you know, resolutions. It's about a life, a lifetime of moving.
And I always say that health and well-being is about feeling the best you can. And
yes.
movement has got a feature in there
100%
somewhere along the line, which is why I really wanted to have you in.
Yeah.
So before we get into that, tell me a bit about your career as a gymnast.
So I'm 44 now, so it was back in the 80s, a long time ago. But that's where I really found my passion for moving and for exercise. And I suppose looking back now, I never really realised how much of a benefit it was doing for me. It was just something that I loved. It was something socially and active and the challenge. And I suppose, you know, as a child and a teenager, it's just what you do. You don't realise how fit you are, or, you know, you don't realise that you are making these decisions every day to move. You're just enjoying it. So it was only as I got older that I realised, wow, you know, like that feeling as a kid was incredible. Why don't we continue that feeling as we get older and move forward? And that's where I just love to encourage every age, from like I have a 7-year-old child, son, right up to my father, who's, you know, I'm not going to say his age, but he's in his 70s, to move.
Yeah, and I do think it's really important. And even though you were going to competition and everything, you still didn't ever feel it became a chore, something you had to do.
I suppose maybe in latter years, as it became very competitive, I didn't feel it a chore, but I definitely then started to understand that this was competition. It was a little bit more than fitness. You know, gymnastics is a tough sport. It's very, very regimental, which I love. I mean, I still love to this day a routine. But as much as it's a solo sport, it was still very much a team sport. So I had incredible friends, incredible support. And I'm very lucky to say I had incredible coaches that just made me really understand how far I could push my body and how the limits I could hit, you know.
So when that came to its natural conclusion, yeah. when did you start to move into the fitness arena?
So I was a coach. I became a gymnastics coach and I just adored coaching. I just adored seeing faces light up when they achieved something, and I adored teaching. It's just part of me. I just love seeing people hit their goals. So that was kind of an introduction, I suppose, into the fitness world for me, was becoming a gymnastics coach. From there, I went to study sports therapy, personal training, strength and conditioning. And it just became my life, I suppose. I just fell into a natural course of being a coach.
So I mentioned in the introduction that you now run New Dimensions.
Yeah.
So you're online and you also have bricks and mortar shops. You were on Grafton Street, you're now in Cork, and you're in Dundrum Town Centre in Dublin. So it's busy, and you're juggling that obviously with family life, as you mentioned. But you always make time for movement where you can, because on the days that you don't operate as well.
No, definitely not. And I learned that a long time ago. I had a death in my life when I was quite young. Actually, my boyfriend passed away in a car accident, and I had a very, very rough time afterwards. And it was actually through fitness that brought me back out of my grief. I started moving again, which I hadn't done in a long time. I kind of had cut myself off from the world, and slowly and surely I started to move, very slowly, like as in going out for a walk, doing some jumping jacks at home, just trying to get my heart rate up. And all of a sudden I kind of really started to feel the benefit of those endorphins, which I suppose I just switched off during my grief. And that kind of brought me back into fitness and brought me back into moving. And I just from there was like, right, it's constantly going to be moving forward. these endorphins have to be daily. They've got to be flowing daily. It's got to keep me moving. And from that day onwards, I made a pact with myself that I would move, that I would feel good, and that I would encourage others. So that, as you said there, my whole ethos is just encouraging and, you know, motivating people to get up and move, whether it's 10 minutes, 15, 20, try and just fit it in and you just get that spark. You really do.
We haven't mentioned, you know, weight loss. No. We haven't mentioned...
It's not about that, sure, it's not.
No. You know, you've said the word joy, enjoyment, feel good, that it got you out of a tough spot.
Yeah.
And that's the mindset shift that you're trying to encourage people to have when it comes 100%. To movement.
Yeah. And I think, you know, at this stage of my life, a lot of my friends are in the same juggling. It's a juggling act. You know, you're juggling work, you're juggling balance, you're juggling children. And it is difficult to fit it in. Don't get me wrong, I find that, but I also find 10 minutes. So this morning before I came here, you're trying to get a wash in, a wash out. But I took 10 minutes and I just did a shoulder body workout. I've light weights at home and I just fitted it in. I said, I'm not going in here today to talk about movement and not move today because I have a hectic afternoon ahead. And it's only 10 minutes, you know, and after that 10 minutes, I'm not going to lie, I flew around the house doing more jobs because the endorphins were flowing.
Yeah, I mean, on a previous show, I was talking to somebody about showing up for yourself, about saying you're going to do something and doing it.
Yeah.
And that, I think, can give you a bit of an endorphin
Absolutely.
Rush. Because understandably, with the juggle, exercise can be the ball that we sometimes drop.
Yeah.
And, you know, that is without judgment. People have a lot going on.
So much going on.
But that does have an impact on you because you sort of let yourself down. I don't mean to sound like someone's parent, but, you know, it does.
Yeah.
You're saying it to yourself whether you know it or not.
Exactly. And it's really important to... You know, take that time for yourself. I mean, some people love to meditate. Some people love to read. Some people love to move. And it's really important to make that time for yourself. And it is a mind shift because, you know, at the end of the day, as a mother, your number one priorities are your children. But if you can't show up for them because you're tired, you're lethargic, you know, then they're not going to be your priority because you're going to be sick. You're going to be in bed. So it is a balance of showing up for yourself and then you show up for you and then you show up for everybody else. And I call them, you know, like little workout breaks or workout snacks where you take 10 minutes, 15 minutes, just get the blood flowing. If you can walk instead of, you know, like I live quite close to my school, I could drive across, but I don't. I make sure we get out and we walk across the first thing in the morning. It's good for me and it's good for my son, you know. Little things like that, just making the small changes. I know it might not be feasible every day if it's raining or, you know, whatever, you're rushing. But if you could even try and switch up a few things 2-3 times in your week, and then make a plan for yourself. Carve out the time. Only has to be 10, 15 minutes. And you could do that twice a day, opposed to trying to get a half an hour in together. And then you start to feel those endorphins and how good you feel. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, no, it's not 15 minutes I'm carving out. It's half an hour. And that half an hour becomes 40 minutes or 45 minutes.
And becomes a non-negotiable.
Exactly, yeah.
And just on the busy parents, there's a parenting expert, Fiona Foreman, that I work with a lot.
Yeah.
And she often talks about her kids are now in their 20s. But one of the things she's proudest of is that they have good self-care tools because they watched her do it. They watched her leave them with a sitter, with their dad, whoever it was, to go to a yoga class, to go for a walk on the beach. So they lean into doing those things as well.
Brilliant.
And often we feel like we're going to be letting them down and we feel guilty. But actually... You're giving them something.
Absolutely. And I look back to my childhood and my mum went to the gym 3 nights a week and my dad went to football training or to the gym. And I remember the tag teaming. And I remember like being jealous of my mum heading off with her gym bag on her back. I was like 10. I was like, oh, I'd love to go into the gym now to work out. But I remember that, you know, back in the 80s in her Jane Fonda outfit. But, you know, and as you say there, I remember. So when it came to the time that I had my children, you know, when I go, oh God, I feel guilty leaving them. Then I'd say, hold on a second. I used to think my mum was so strong. Because she used to go to the gym and train. So yeah, I can do this. And I have 2 boys. So I want my boys to see that we are strong, that we can go out, we can go to the gym. You know, we can take time for us and we can show up for us.
I love that. Because when I went into your New Dimension store on Grafton Street, there was your mom behind the till. What a lovely full circle moment.
Yeah, absolutely. She still works with us every single day. And, you know, again, I won't mention her age, but she is in her 70s and nobody ever believes me because she is fit as a fiddle. You know, I do believe that moving is going to prolong our lives.
And we're hearing that a lot, aren't we? Your future self. There's a lot of talk about future self.
And simple things like, you know, lifting up shopping, walking upstairs, the things that we take for granted now. But fast forward 30, 40, 50 years, you still want to be able to do those things, you know? So we've got to be thinking forward.
There's a lot of noise, though. I feel it myself about what you need to be doing, that it has to be the gym, that it has to be weight bearing, that it has to, you know, be getting your heart pumping. Yeah. And I think that kind of puts people off. I'm absolutely not saying all of that isn't factual.
Necessary, but yes, absolutely. No, I agree with you. And I think keep it simple, start small. Of course, you know, weight bearing exercises are fantastic. You know, it's going to prevent osteoporosis and it's going to improve your bone health. But you don't need to be thinking about that now. If you're starting now, just think about moving. And I think the more you move and the more confidence you build in yourself, then you'll find, oh, actually, maybe I'd like to join a gym, or maybe I'd like to join Pilates, or maybe I'd like to, you know, I know there's a big hype around HYROX. And there's no age discrimination in working out or movement. So I think it's really important that we understand that, that it doesn't matter what age or when. It doesn't have to be January, as you said. You know, it can be tomorrow, it can be today, but just make that small step. And then from there, build on that. It's building blocks, you know. Don't start and freak yourself out and, you know, then you don't want to go back tomorrow. I think start, find it works for you. It's a phenomenal way to socialise as well as you get older and you do become cocooned in a family life. If you can get out and join a class, you meet like-minded people, you know, and it is about balance. You know, it doesn't have to be all about gym and training, but it can be a bit about socialising as well, you know.
Yeah.
I see loads of these Pilates and yoga clubs that are fantastic. There's coffee and Pilates, you know.
Yeah, and running clubs
exactly,
are huge.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Ireland's come a long way, haven't we?
For fabulous, isn't it?
A country that has, you know, not consistent weather.
Yeah.
There's so many running clubs.
And they
so
show
many
up
gyms,
no matter what.
So many brilliant hiking.
Yeah.
Like, we are really embracing movement.
I think it's brilliant. And I think to see the communities that it's creating is fantastic. And that's what I love about it, because then you don't feel as isolated. You know, if I meet a lot of people like, oh yeah, I love working out at home, but then I joined a gym, or then I joined a group hiking club or a running club, or and then they all of a sudden had this new network of friends, and it might only be once a week, but it was it's just lovely to hear the stories about how people have changed their lives from never moving to all of a sudden working out from home and now being part of a hike or a run club or Pilates club or whatever. You know, I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, I really do. I mean, I did hear from somebody, I won't even say what village she lives in, but she said a Saturday and Sunday you can't move for the running clubs, like you can't really get to a cafe, it's so busy with running clubs. But apparently they're the new apps, they're the new way of meeting people.
Absolutely, yeah, the date run clubs. I'm a bit beyond that now.
But look, you're moving for your own heart. This
exactly
is what we is what we are saying. Where can people find you on Instagram? Because you're very motivating, I find. I like your videos.
Oh, thank you. I try just to show that it's just easy. And like, I mean, some days you will see me roll out of bed and I will be in my pyjamas and it will just be, let's go, let's move. So yeah, Orla Hopkins on Instagram. I haven't done my TikTok game yet. I'm getting there. You know, my elder son laughs at me, but I try. But yeah, Orla Hopkins on Instagram and Facebook. And, you know, I'm always open to anybody who has a question, just fire it away to me and I'll do my best to help and answer.
And I don't really think that you should start by getting all the gear, just start by moving.
Absolutely.
But if you do want to check out newdimensions.ie, they will sort you out.
Absolutely.
Orla Hopkins, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk.